Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Welcome to the Zimcast, once again sponsored by our friends at GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus. We're doing a second Zimcast this week before we hit the agriblogging highway in high gear again. I'm off to Carolina Beach this week for the annual Boehringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar for producers, and I'm just back for a day next week before heading to Ohio for the John Deere product launch. Chuck will be in Charlotte, North Carolina next week to present at the Ag Chat Agvacy 2.0 conference. Right now, I'm going to share with you an interview I did with American Farm Bureau Federation's Executive Vice President Juliana Potts about their announcement last week on the acquisition of Cygnus Business Media's agricultural events and publications. That announcement was kind of a surprise for many, and Juliana addresses some of the questions that folks in the ag media and agribusiness world might have about it. First, just tell us what was announced last week and the media acquisitions that were announced.
So last Monday, August the 5th, we announced that American Farm Bureau Federation had purchased some assets from Cygnus Business Media, and we bought their ag group, and that included four farm shows and a conference and two publications. The farm shows are Minnesota Farm Fest, which was held last week, Dakota Fest in South Dakota, which is next week, and the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, the Northern Illinois Agricultural Show, and then also an interconnectivity conference, which is aimed at producers, commercial farmers who are using technology to enhance their operations. We also got Feed and Grain magazine and a custom publication for Case IH called Farm Forum.
Okay, now you mentioned that a couple of these shows are taking place last week and next week. When did the acquisition become, or has it already become official?
Well, we closed on July the 30th, so we, American Farm Bureau, did become the owner of these farm shows on the 30th when we closed.
So is there any kind of transition period? So were you involved in the farm show last week, or is there some kind of transition period with the acquisition?
There is a transition period. American Farm Bureau Federation is a nonprofit advocacy organization and largest agricultural organization in the country, and we have had publications ourselves. We have an annual convention that AFBF has had for decades. So we do events and we do publications, but we haven't had the kind of experience that we're bringing in house with events and publications. So we are taking till the end of the year to transfer all of the operations that support getting the publications put together and out the door and having the events folks move into our space and stuff like that. We're spending till the end of the year to get that done. So there will be that type of transition. But yes, I was on site at Farm Fest last week. Loved it. It was a wonderful show. Lots of equipment, lots of technology, seed plots. There was a farm forum, a big forum building that where there were educational and policy discussions, very well attended by the producers who were attending the farm show. And I will expect the same thing next week at Dakota Fest.
Well, Juliana, what was the motivation of Farm Bureau behind this acquisition?
We have spent a lot of time in the organization talking about how better to serve our members, our State Farm Bureau members, as well as the producers who are members of our organization. And so this acquisition puts us in a position to offer more opportunities for education, for leadership in their communities, for the opportunity to engage in networking and seeing new technology to improve farming. All of those things that happen at these shows, we now can produce ourselves for the benefit of the industry. And so that was very mission-related and very much appealed to us. It is also the case that these are profitable shows. These farm shows and the publications are very successful. And so it allowed us the opportunity to diversify some of our revenue. And we look at this as an opportunity to produce for farmers, by a farm organization, even better events and better publications going forward.
Well, how will these shows and publications be really integrated into the overall Farm Bureau communication strategy, particularly for policy?
Well, the editors of Farm Forum and Feed and Grain will have their now American Farm Bureau Federation employees. We kept all the staff of the publications and the events business that we bought from Cygnus. They will have access to all of our policy and economics and legal specialists here in Washington, D.C. So certainly at the national level, we have expertise in-house that they can draw upon for work that they do for their publications and with their customers. We have a Farm Bureau News, an online newspaper, was in print since 1921, and we just took it digital this year. And we're looking to really grow and enhance that publication with some of the expertise that we are getting through this acquisition. We also have a very popular with our membership annual meeting each year in January. It travels around the country. We have an opportunity to grow the trade show that we have there by using some of the meetings and events expertise that we have attracted through this acquisition. And so we see lots of opportunities to grow what we do internally by bringing these folks in from the outside, and to use the people that we have, the very smart people we have here on staff, to provide content and resources for the events and publication staff that came on board with us.
Are you anticipating at this point making any changes in the shows and magazines that you have acquired?
No changes. We will not brand them Farm Bureau. They're successful, very successful shows in their regions, and they're very important to their communities. We intend to leave them where they are, and all, the publication staff is centrally located in Wisconsin to their markets. We will do everything we can to support those properties in the success that they've had in the past.
As you said, the properties that you acquired, now these are all going to be Farm Bureau employees, but who overall on the staff of Farm Bureau now will be actually running the group? Who will they report to?
Good question. We had a lot of discussion about how to organize the new staff coming in for the best opportunity for growth and synergy with the properties that we were bringing in. We've created a new department called Industry Affairs as a result of the acquisition, and we've put the events business there along with our annual convention, our member benefits activities. We have a national affiliate program with affinity program with several different companies that we run out of the Washington, D.C. office. That will be along there with sponsorships. And so putting all of those relationship with stakeholders together in one department seem to produce the greatest synergy for what we want to do going forward. The publications we have put in our communications department, and so that will be supported there through folks who have a background in publications. Neither of the senior managers that run those departments that we acquired will report directly to me. They will report to our executive director of communications and our new executive director of industry affairs. And so we're really looking forward to great integration with the new team.
Well, as you said, these are profit-making entities, both the publications and the shows. Do you see how if this might, are there any concerns, I guess, on the part of the media or on part of other farm shows that this might put you into competition with them? Because I know I heard that a little bit at the Ag Media Summit when the news broke. I think there's a little bit of concern out there. What would you say to people who might have that concern that this puts Farm Bureau into competition with other publications and farm shows?
Well, we want to do a great job with what we have, and we are looking forward to, you know, building on, internally, building on what we already have, our reputation, our name, our brand, deeply rooted in agriculture, and Feed and Grain magazine has been around for 51 years, also deeply rooted in the industry, Farm Forum and Case IH, deeply rooted in the industry, and so we're really looking at marrying brands that have tremendous reputations and that are stronger as a result of the combination than they would be separately. And I think that's very powerful, but it's very different. As a nonprofit agricultural organization, bringing these things in where it's mission related, it's what we do already, it's how we connect with our membership already. It's just in a really a much bigger way, much more effective way. And so I don't see us in competition with other media companies because we just have a completely different reason for doing this and a different model. We hope that these shows and these publications, and we plan for them to be financially profitable, you know, going forward. But we are a totally different type of business in the kind of what we do as a nonprofit, and we're serving the industry.
Okay, Juliana, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just we're very excited about the potential for this direction for Farm Bureau. I think the leadership of the organization has been engaged in thinking about the future for the last couple of years, and I think this step, which was probably very surprising to some people to hear about us taking off in this direction, just represents a nimbleness about our organization that is really exciting to me as a fairly new executive vice president here. So I'm just really excited, and I think the staff that have come on board have already shown what kind of expertise they bring and enthusiasm and excitement for what we're doing, and they're really proud to be part of Farm Bureau, and so I'm hoping for great things in the future.
All right. Well, congratulations on this new venture for American Farm Bureau, and we expect to hear more about it in the future. And that's our Zimcast for the second time this week, again sponsored by Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus and GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.